Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. Going to try something different and new, or rather more expansive, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing many people around the country to the concept of an overview of News Talk Radio this past week. This is something that I've been doing for 20-some-odd years in concert with Talkers Magazine and their editor and publisher, Michael Harrison. Every week they go through most of the really popular talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to come up with a list, like the countdowns you hear on the music stations. Same thing, only this is about news talk radio. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. So Talkers, as the Bible of the talk radio industry, has authority there. And so this list put together with the folks at Talkers becomes a very entertaining way and an accurate way to gauge what's been going on a lot of the radio stations that are carrying this program now. I carry my other programs. I produce a lot of different programs, the Daily DJV program, podcast and playback of that show, and on-air live. You can find it at djvshow.com. Also, a show that deals with the metaphysical world, the unseen world, Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com, the American Family Farmer Show, is a podcast and the focus on food, family, and the farm. That's there as well. GoodDayHealthShow.com has the podcast and the shows with a couple of prominent doctors around the country every week talking about the issues. And they're all, the reason I bring them up is because they are sort of my varied calling card, having done this for a long time. The focus, though, with the majority of stations and the majority of their programming is aimed at discussing the issues, and many of them are political. It's become known as political talk radio to a lot of people. So I invite each week a couple of well-known, very prominent talk radio folks. Some of them are people that work with me on the DJV program. For example, Jennifer Horn is here. She does she's got three of these, or four, depending on how you look at the gig. Jennifer, prominent on the DJV program, also does the local program in Los Angeles on the Salem station there, KRLA, and she does a show for the Southern sort of California network. Would you say a station carries that program out in Bakersfield? No, is it Bakersfield?
The Bakersfield Empire, no.
Yes, yeah, all right. So Jennifer Horn is here, along with my friend, longtime colleague, John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. So their thoughts and engagement here as we go through the list. Let me go through the stories. And the number 10 item this week on the countdown list is an overview of the Oscars. A lot of conversation, especially at the beginning of the week, about that. At number 9, technology as it applies to facial recognition and artificial intelligence in general, getting a lot more traction because it's affecting our lives more and more and more and more and more every day. Number 8, continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. He was in the hospital earlier this week because he had the flu, and people thought it might get into pneumonia. A lot of focus on him, not only because of his illness, but because of his winning the, and I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it very prominently. I hope I didn't lose a couple of friends on this, but there was a posting. I don't know if Jennifer and John, you saw it. There was a posting in a cartoon form of 10 people wearing KKK garb. And there was one of them that had the image of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the caption under, guess which one is Rush Limbaugh. I found that highly offensive. Mm. I found it obnoxious and unnecessary. And so I said that to my friend online, and she didn't like it. But, you know, I think there's enough already with this stuff. Enough already. Yeah. So did you, either of you, see that, Jennifer, John? Did you see that cartoon?
I did not, but I believe it.
You did see it, John?
Yeah, I saw it, and I totally agree with you. That was not called for at all, totally unnecessary. Why was that even required to put out there for the world to see.
Well, because somebody, you know how it is. You know how it is. The Internet can be used for all kinds of things. I mean, Rod Limbaugh is not, there's no way, he's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But I've explained on the air that I think the reason that it is reasonable to have given him the Presidential Medal of Freedom is because what he has meant to the business of radio and to listenership, you know, it's affected 20, 30, 40 million people over the years that he's been on, and I just think that that's...
there's just something about wishing people, I don't know, I've seen a lot of people saying he deserves it, this is, what you know, he's getting what's coming to him, and that kind of, I don't care who people are politically, people are human at their core, and that's just, I don't know, it's not, say what you will, call them names, do whatever you want to do with your free speech, but I don't know, there's something bad about wishing people ill will.
Yep, well, it comes back, there's a thing called karma. I just mentioned the program I do called Your Hidden Power. And karma is a part of our conversations frequently. What goes around, maybe another way of putting it, is what goes around comes around. And
it
so
sure
those
seems
of you,
that way. Yeah.
It's just enough already. Okay. Yeah. Number seven, a focus on immigration reform as the walls are being built. I think there's a lot more focus, although we did talk about this a little bit last week, Jennifer, because of where you are and how you get involved in this in Los Angeles. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. The budget, the deficit, the economy all going together is number six because they're all one story. Number five is the coronavirus and its impact on our country and our relationship with China. Number four, Bloomberg. That's what all you have to say. Roger Stone and his sentencing is number three. The impeachment aftermath is number two. I'm not sure. I don't know that there's really anything there, but we'll talk about it a little bit. Presidential race, primary in New Hampshire. And once again, Bloomberg getting involved in the fray. I thought it was pretty interesting how, especially toward the end of the week, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden took the lead in attacking Bloomberg. Donald Trump is attacking him. So you know he's a viable candidate because everybody's on his back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really, really pressing ahead. All right, so Jennifer, you were about to say something. Help yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Was I about to say something?
I don't know. I thought I heard you take a deep breath and thought, okay, I'm going
no.
now. Yeah.
No, I think you're, I don't know, maybe I just, you're using your hidden power to predict, but no.
That's
I'm
what
good.
It was, yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, but I do want to spend just a moment on, I don't know that the presidential race needs a lot of conversation because, you know, you see who's falling off, and that's sort of after what happened in Iowa, that whole mess there, whether it's expected. I think the biggest surprise, at least among my friends here in Massachusetts, is how badly Elizabeth Warren has done. And I think universally people are looking at Joe Biden, who looked like he would be the one. And now there are a lot of people who think that Bloomberg is the one. So, I mean, it's a waste.
A lot
of
people
convention.
Think Bernie is the
Bernie
one, too.
Is the
which
one.
Is,
right.
Yeah. He's, it's really interesting. Politics is all about momentum, and it's about catching fire at the right time. And for Elizabeth Warren, she caught fire over the summer and not at the right time. And now she's falling, and people are making a decision in her lane, basically. Am I going to vote for Bernie Sanders? Am I going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? And I think the momentum has been with Bernie Sanders, who's just very well organized. He's got a great game that existed in 2016 that he's revitalized for 2020, and he picked up where he left off. So he's very strong. He's a strong candidate. And then you have a lot of the, and I use air quotes because I don't know how many of these guys are actually really, really moderates, but you have the moderates fighting it out. And Mayor Pete seems to be the one who's got the energy, not Joe Biden. And then you throw in the Bloomberg factor come Super Tuesday when he's actually going to be on some ballots, and it's really anybody's game. And does it boil down to kind of a two, does it boil down to the far left and the more moderate side of the party as they move into the convention? Probably so, but, you know, Bernie Sanders has got a lot of crowds. He's got a lot of people and excitement behind him.
That's for sure.
I think, Doug and Jennifer, it could come down to a brokered convention, which will make things kind of interesting this summer when the Democrats get together. But, Jennifer, you mentioned momentum and who peaked at the right time or the wrong time. And definitely Joe Biden leading the pack almost for the past year It almost seemed inevitable that there was going to be some type of a change in the leadership at the top of that race. Elizabeth Warren, same with her. I think it's going to come down to Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, and yep. That'll make it very interesting.
Well, what I think, and go ahead, Jen.
Oh, sorry. No, just to wrap up on Biden, you know, I think it's really interesting to watch him because even though he's had, he's held incredibly high office and important offices, vice president, and he obviously was reelected to Senate for decades, but he was really untested as a candidate. And I think the reason that we saw him at the top of the polls is because he had a brand name. So when people were asked, who are you going to support?
Right.
People yeah. just said, well, Biden, because it's the only name they knew. But now people are actually starting to dig into some of the other candidates. They're getting to know him. And when he gets tested, he just doesn't perform well.
Mm. So,
excellent. And also, don't you think there's a burnout factor as well? People are just tired of it.
Yeah, the burnout factor is that this damn thing goes on continuously. As soon as somebody gets elected and installed in office in January, there'll be, okay, who's going to run in 4 years? And the damn news media
yeah.
just perpetrates that. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Get out of my face and go away. My God.
Well, especially when they don't like the person who won. They like to start immediately looking ahead to the next one.
Let's go get him. Good job. All right. John Harper from WMEL, Jennifer Horn from Radio Worlds all over the world here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th with Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles, John Harper from Florida, and you as we go through this list, which you can see, by the way, every week. It's posted at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. All these stories and ancillary things that go with them. I'm kind of working my way through the list backwards and forwards, and I've... We've covered, I think, that all there is to say about the presidential race we've kind of just said. And I don't know, number two, the impeachment aftermath. Is there really any focus on that other than people saying if the Democrats do it again or they'll try the likes of Adam Schiff?
They're already calling for it this week. It's an impeachment the sequel, just without the wait. It's crazy. You have Senator Elizabeth Warren and you have Representative Eric Swalwell already saying that the president and the attorney general both need to resign or that they need to be impeached because of the controversy with the tweet about Roger Stone and his sentencing. So...
What was the controversy? Explain that. What was said? Roger Stone was a confidant of the president's. He got himself into hot water because he lied to Congress, which is how all these guys get caught sooner or later. Not for the real thing, but for something else that's ancillary. So the Stone thing...
So the prosecutors, he got convicted. He's guilty. And so now they're going to sentence him. And his sentencing
is next week. Do you think he's guilty? By the way, do you think he's guilty?
I'm sure lying to Congress, probably, but I don't think Roger Stone is an angel, but I also think that we need to start getting serious about treating people the same with our justice system. This multi-level approach to the justice system is just, you know what, it's not fair. It's going to make people lose faith in democracy. It's what's been happening with people who have been persecuted before for things. And so we have to get serious about this, number one. And so the prosecutors... recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, who's an older gentleman already. That's almost a life sentence, or it could be a life sentence for Roger Stone, for something that most people get a slap on the wrist for it, or walking around and serving in Congress, much less lying to Congress. So it was pretty unfair. And so the Department of Justice took a look at it. At the same time, President Trump happened to tweet about it, saying that it was unfair. And so then Democrats came out and said, well, the Attorney General is in the back pocket of for Donald Trump, and because he tweeted, that's why they're going to look into this extensive intense sentence, which wasn't the case at all. The attorney general explained everything, said he had already started the process before Trump had tweeted, and he actually came out for the very first time against President Trump, saying his tweets in regards to these type of stories make his job almost impossible to do because people are constantly trying to tie the correlation between the tweets and Attorney General Barr just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. John, your thoughts?
Jennifer is absolutely right. Whether you like Stone or not, the punishment was way too excessive for the crime, and I do agree it should be revised. I don't think he should be let go, but 7 to 9 years, whatever it was, way too much, and Jennifer was right. People are walking around right now who have done far worse crimes than that, and yeah. They got a slap on the hand. So
government jobs, right?
Yeah. Equal justice under the law is a kind of it's nonsense these days in any number of examples.
At the same time, the situation with the attorney general now and the president looks like there could be a lot of tension brewing there if there hasn't been already. And that's going to be an interesting scene to watch between the two of them, since, as Jennifer said, Barr said yesterday in an ABC interview that Trump is making the tweets almost impossible for Barr to do his job. So that'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, but they still seem, well, for purposes of the moment, they seem to be trying to maintain a closeness. But if you start crossing Trump, it's not healthy for the long term, if you will. All right, coming up next, a focus on the coronavirus as we continue overviewing what's going on News Talk Radio this week. It's 28 past the hour.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the Daytona 500. He and First Lady Melania rev up the event, taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the president's black armored car. Supporters at Daytona International Speedway flying the American flag, and underneath it, Trump 2020 flags.
The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech.
Rubber will burn.
However, due to weather, the race delayed till Monday afternoon. The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's the Talk Radio Review, second half hour of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper here discussing the issues from the list that Talkers has prepared this week, the stories and the people on the list. We were talking about Roger Stone. I'm looking at some more things here before we go into the virus and that whole discussion. I thought it was interesting that 8 Republicans went with the Democrats this week in a measure that would limit the president from engaging in further hostilities. Isn't that kind of the horse out of the barn stuff? I'm trying to figure out what the point of that all
came from. Republicans who voted when the same measure came against Obama, they voted in the same way. So they're trying to work on a consistent record.
Yeah.
Basically saying that Congress should take back the declaration of war. President Trump made the argument that if Congress ties the hand of the president, then countries like Iran are going to constantly try to test because they know that there's political discord in the country and that people may, you know, Congress may not come together and act in a timely manner. So I think both sides make a good point. I don't think we should take action
to
war, but I do think
sides,
the president, if they have an opportunity to take out a terrorist, should actually go in and be able to take out a terrorist. I think that is something that most people wouldn't argue with if they were being honest. So, that's kind of where it is. I think people made a big deal about it, saying that Republicans are turning on Trump, but that's not really it at all. They believe Congress should have the power to declare war.
Right. And as an aside, this might have been number 11 or 10A, if you will, on the story list. The passing of Kobe Bryant has occupied a lot of time and discussion, but he and his daughter laid to rest this week. It doesn't require any real commentary, just as the end of that saga. And speaking of the West Coast, the coronavirus, which is number 5 this week on our countdown list of stories, 1,700 medical workers now infected with the virus around the world. The infection number topped 64,000, death toll around 1,400. The Chinese have lied through their teeth, and so they're suffering the consequences. Is there anything else to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Go ahead, John.
The trust in the Chinese continues to dwindle. Not that there really was any great trust.
Exactly. Thank you. You're starting from a point of almost negative numbers to begin with, and lying through their teeth about most everything.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is that they've gotten as far as they have. It shows you maybe how corrupt the world is in general. But the average person still, the average Chinese, this is not an indictment of them. They have a system of government, and the people who are around now, remember the Chinese Revolution took place 70 years ago, and 72 years ago now, it was 1948, same time the situation in Israel changed dramatically, it was the same year, there was a lot of stuff going on, after World War II, upheavals here, there, and everywhere, and these were two dramatic examples of how people didn't like what was going on in their country and they wanted things to change or they wanted stuff to be rectified or fixed or whatever it is. And certainly the case of China, as we've seen now, or at least it's easy maybe for us outside to look in, but we didn't grow up in this. The people who have grown up and live in China now feel the same way kind of about the way they don't like the leadership, but they understand the government. They understand what they live with and what the ramifications are. But I think it's a hard... It's kind of hard to sell this sort of capitalism blended with communism. It confuses people. And their educational system is so in-focused instead of outward-focused, they don't really understand what's going on in the rest of the world, most of the people that are there. So it's a conundrum. But now when it comes to the coronavirus, you go into the fact, realizing that the province that's the center of the outbreak where all these people have died is basically literally shut off from the rest of the world. They have guards. They have the army, the Chinese army surrounds that province. And the Russians closed the border with China this week, and they've got guards so that the Chinese can't run across the border and get into Russia. So pretty interesting. Go ahead.
It's amazing what is taking place as a result of this virus, and I think this, guys, is just the tip of the iceberg, and when this starts getting across the border, so to speak, from China, look out. We may have never seen anything like this before in our lifetimes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of scare stuff going around. People don't really understand what it is, but it could be. It could be a corrector. It could be a million, you know, it's all this could be, we don't know, but it may be. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at a profile of a nurse who works in a Wuhan hospital who walks to work while her husband drives behind her. I guess kind of showing the extreme length that medical workers are willing to go to work and stop the coronavirus. Her husband drives by. It's really interesting. She walks to work in the dark, so he drives behind her to light the path as she walks to work. But she's self-quarantined.
Interesting.
That says something, doesn't it, huh?
Well, now they're talking about the Olympics. They're saying they're not going to cancel the Olympics in Tokyo, but obviously the conversation is being had about whether or not they should.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay, next, number six here, the budget deficit. This is one of those things that talk radio doesn't do a good job with, frankly. And people don't understand. The school system doesn't do a good job teaching the civil. How does the government run? And then if you take yourself away from that, how can you run your life the way the government runs its life? With the deficits as huge as they are, then people turn around and say, wow, man, look at the economy. It's steaming along. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was looking, and most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and that's kind of part of what I talk about a lot on the American Family Farmer Show podcast I referenced earlier, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aiming to try to help farmers around the country sustain themselves. And so I was looking for a part for one of my trucks yesterday, and I went over to a local truck dealership. A guy specializes in used trucks, and he rebuilds old trucks and sells them on the market and that sort of thing. And his business, he said to me, his business was never better. He's selling like 40 trucks a month that sell at an average of $35,000 a piece. And he sells them all over the country. And his thing to me, he said to me, this guy's become a multimillionaire. Little guy that had a little garage, and he started selling trucks and fixing them up, and it's grown into this huge business. And he said the economy is roaring. All these people getting into business, getting into small businesses where they need a good, reliable truck, but they can't afford a new one. And he said, we have no problem selling these trucks, and there's no problem getting them financed, getting paid for them. He looked at me with stars in his eyes and said, what a great country, America. So, you know, you look at that. You were talking, I think, last week, John, about how the Space Coast, where all these people are moving in and starting to the private side of launching into space and all the jobs that are there. I remember when we talked about it when sort of things got shut down, when Bush messed up NASA and thousands of people were laid off. So they're all back to work and then some, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's the private sector, as you mentioned, Doug, that really is leading the fight on bringing the economy back here to the Space Coast. SpaceX, no doubt about it, they are doing a lot. And there are a lot of ancillary companies as well that are moving into the area that are space related. So it has been a major turnaround. The housing industry, as I've talked about before, is looking very good. Not fantastic, but yet it's solid and continuing to increase month by month as far as values of homes and condos and apartments and things like that. But again, it's the private sector that has led that march, not the government. It really has nothing to do, I think, with the Trump administration. It's the fact that we do have people like SpaceX, the company of SpaceX, and Elon Musk, who are making this happen, along with putting our American astronauts back into space sometime later this year, which is going to be huge as well. So it's all private industry that's making it happen.
Jennifer, examples on the West Coast. California is a big space state as well, but in general, the California economy or the U.S., the economy in general, a lot of people are moving out of California, but that doesn't stop the growth of a lot of basic core businesses, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the economy has been tougher for people who are in the middle class or who are trying to run a small business, and so those people are leaving the state. But California has become kind of a mecca for the rich and the poor. I think there is still an economic surplus, which the governor is always quick to talk about, but a lot of that is going towards unfunded pensions. With the space business, it was actually interesting that we're talking about this, because I also did a couple of forms this week for candidates who are running for Congress, and one of the districts that is in our area is one that got national attention. If you remember Katie Hill, she was the congresswoman who resigned from Congress a few months ago because she was involved in a throuple, and she was having relations with her staffers and all that stuff. Yeah. And so her seat is vacant right now, and it's a pretty hotly contested seat. Everybody's trying to get in. And that is an area where there's a lot of aerospace, and there's some of that industry that's in that area. And their they're talking about how that is actually, that's thriving right now for California. So I guess there are certain industries, and, you know, as long as you're not a small business trying to make it, you're doing okay in the state for the most part.
Yeah. Small businesses are, is too much emphasis. Look at the agreement this week that was done between AT&T and, was it Sprint? Who is it that's getting together? The two phone companies and the judge, what a ridiculous, what a moron. He says he's convinced it'll lead to better prices and more competition. What the hell are you talking? What are you, nuts? Show me one of these mergers, never mind in technology, but anything. Airline mergers, any of these huge corporations that get together, buy each other out, and they always screw the customer. That's kind of like a universal law. It's a joke for somebody to say, that it's better for competition. Unga bunga.
Bottom line, Doug, is trying to raise money for a small business is no easier today than it was any time in the distant past. It's still very, very difficult.
The voice of experience, John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer Horn here with Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to visit with our call Nick Miles, a friend of the program. Certainly he is friendly. Yes, he's a very friendly guy, this Nick Miles. He has a great website. You'll find the information very friendly there, easy to access and maneuver around this website, ourautoexpert.com. So you are in Phoenix test driving what outrageous car? What are you doing?
The BMW X6M and the X5M, which is their high-performance SUVs. If you wanted a supercar, but you could only manage to get all your stuff in an SUV, this is the car for you. Well, I'm sure it will be when I've driven it later today.
What do you actually drive? Do you even own a car? Everybody's giving you cars all the time to drive around in, but I can see you in a BMW, actually. I don't know why.
No, unfortunately, a bit like you, Doug. I'm an amateur collector. Much to the bemuse of my family, I collect cars, and they constantly ask me to go get rid of them because I have a whole driveway full. When I had my driveway reconcreted, I had space for 13 cars put in, and I'm filling them up rapidly.
Congratulations. I used to do that with tractors. One point in time, I had 34 tractors. I've sold about half of them. But I had a collection. They were all over the farm. It's kind of fun to have some of that stuff around. There's nostalgia. It's conversation. And, you know, if you want to have some fun, there you go. All right.
Yeah,
so You're checking out the BMWs now. We started talking about the focus on China and car companies that are in danger of having to shut down their plants. I think there are more on that list this week, right? Because people don't realize how much all the cars today, no matter what the brand, there are lots of things, components that are made in China that aren't being made now because of the virus, right?
Right. It looks like Nissan are going to have to shut their factory down in Japan because they don't have the parts they need to come from China. A lot of times, you know, we get things in from other countries, and those other countries get things from China, too. So just because a car is made in Japan or made in Germany, they may get parts from China, and those parts from China have been ceased to being made because everybody's not going back to work because of the coronavirus. And so it's likely that not only is China shut down a lot of its factories, and Nissan are not getting parts, and Hyundai are not getting parts for their cars, but also China's not making vehicles for themselves, which means that their whole vehicle structure is going to tumble down by about 18% in January. 18% less cars sold, so almost one-fifth of cars in Japan, in China, will not be leaving lots. So the coronavirus is doing quite a bit of damage despite what it does to human beings.
All right, let's move that back. Let's move that scenario back to our country and talk about the sales of cars. I'm told in a whisper fashion that the auto industry is not doing as well. New cars are not selling the way they have over the last 3 or 4 years, even though the economy is good, that the outlook, for at least for the near term, is the overproduction of cars, the cars on lots everywhere. What light can you shed on that?
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember the old cash for clunkers deal they gave people cash to bring their cars in. Well, you know, you have a good economy, and the new tax code that came in a couple of years ago is favorable to people buying cars for their business or for personal. So people have money. Well, what happens is buying cars is cyclical. You know, you don't buy a car every year. You buy a car every 5 years or every 4 years or every 12 years, depending on what works for you personally. And if you push that cycle forward, you kind of drown the people that were available to buy cars. And so I think all the people that were planning on buying new cars, a lot of them have bought cars already, and now the cars are sitting on the lot, and they're not selling as well as these car companies had hoped. And the first, unfortunately, people to get hit tend to be the foreign car brands, the more expensive German car brands. And if you offer people a good deal on buying a luxury car, they'll take it when the deal is available, but when they were going to buy the car the following year, they're not buying it, obviously, because they already bought it. So sales in January look like they're going to be tough. At the end of last year, they weren't as good as we were expecting, and a few car companies have got political problems on top of that, like Nissan and the whole Carlos Ghosn thing, so it put people off. So car sales are not good, my friend. Your whispers you're hearing are true.
Yeah, so Mercedes, I think, has gone a long way to lessen, you know, you were just talking about value and stuff, people are buying a more expensive car. Mercedes got cars for $30,000 now. You can buy a cheap Japanese car. I mean, saying yep. $30,000 is cheap, but it is. Why in the world are they just so, they have so much trouble selling the big cars? They got to make smaller, cheaper cars?
No, I think we're all looking for a good deal, right? You don't go to the car dealership looking for a bad deal.
No.
You go in for looking for a good deal. So, you know, these Korean car companies like Hyundai are making something like the Venue, which starts at around $17,500. You've got people like Kia who are making their new Seltos, which starts around $19,000. So these guys are making cars, you know, for a really good price. But the great German cars and the great British cars are still more fun to drive.
That's Nick Miles. Check out ourautoexpert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.